And now, a magical disc jockey will turn everything he touches into more work for his company's lawyers. Here's Rick Stacy and the Sunny Update.
All right, here's what we got. First, the new AAF. First game played on Saturday, and guess what?
What?
Orlando won!
Yeah!
It's a handoff to Akeem Hunt, a reverse. Marshall throwing it back, and it's caught for the touchdown! The Orlando special!
The Philly special, but it's the winter. What do Philadelphia people do in the winter? They go to Florida, right?
Yeah, the 2019 Alliance of American Football season began on Saturday and continues through Sunday. Guess what?
What?
NBA games on TV, this beat them in ratings.
Good.
Isn't this something?
That's great.
Let's see. Week one. Now, the score was 40-6 over Atlanta.
Okay.
And I'm not even going to read you the other teams because while it's exciting for us, it's not really that important yet. So.
Do you want to hear a fun fact?
Yeah, sure.
I used to be a cheerleader for Arena Football.
Were you really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
The Memphis Pharaohs back in the day. We rode in on Harleys.
Get out of here.
I swear.
Memphis Pharaohs.
Mm-hmm.
So where does this go?
What do you mean?
Well, because everything like this, you know, what do we have? We had the
the XFL.
The
XFL, that went bankrupt.
Owned by the WWE, right?
And then we had the Predators here. We had the other Arena Football League, they went belly up.
Who was it? What was their name?
The Predators.
Remember. That was the Arena Football?
That was the name of our team.
Okay.
And they went away.
So then they just pretty much replaced the Predators with the Apollos?
No, the Apollos is an entire new league, Alliance of American Football. So
gotcha.
I just don't know where this stuff goes. You get all excited, you go down there, you start getting the gear, and all of a sudden they're gone. So anyway, it was on CBS. So, I mean, good luck. I hope it works out.
They're fun games to watch, and they're weather regulated because they're in an arena.
Which is the one that hired strippers for cheerleaders? Was that XFL?
XFL, I believe.
Really?
Yep.
See, that's good.
That's why it's the XFL.
They weren't all strippers, because I was at those tryouts, too. They were,
What would you say most of the girls were?
They were stripper-esque.
Stripper-esque?
I don't know if that was,
like, their... They worked at Hooters, or
their
what?
Job, right. I don't know if that was their job to be a stripper.
They're the type of girls that'll just flash you for free. It's not the same.
The players made, like, what, 30 grand a year? It was just a part-time deal, like on weekends? It wasn't like they made money, right?
Oh, the actual football players?
Yeah.
No, they were player. I mean, it was seasonal, just like anything else, but not like NFL by any means.
Right, so they made like 30, 40 grand a year, something like that.
I don't know exactly.
They had Vespas instead of Harleys. No?
Yeah, we made like $7 an hour when we were cheerleaders.
Really?
Like
$7 an hour?
Yeah, it was low. It was crap.
Did you have to come in your uniform, or did you actually have to get to go in the dressing room?
No, we had dressing rooms.
Really?
We had pre-parties and all kinds of stuff, but you had promo appearances, so they'd go, hey, they want the cheerleaders out at this, whatever the event is, and you'd have to go out there for $7 an hour and take pictures of people.
$7 an hour?
Yeah, pretty crappy.
Kind of feel good now, because we get paid a little more than that. Not much, but...
Well, this was like 15 years ago.
Were you ever on a calendar?
Yes, I was. And a poster.
Where is it? Can I get it online?
I could maybe look for it.
Jill's on a football cheerleader calendar online, everybody. Seriously?
Yeah, and I was on posters, too.
Why don't I know about this? Where are the posters?
It was like 15 years ago.
Is that how you get your teeth whitened?
Huh? No.
Did they give you that?
No, this is Crest White Strips. I'll look at home and see if I can find any.
Oh, yeah. Storage. You got to bring them in. We got to put them in the lobby.
I'll see if I can. That's funny.
Okay. All right. So, let's see. Virginia governor was, what's his name? Ralph Northam was on TV on Sunday at Face the Depressed or whatever that show is. And he did his old politician thing. He's the guy who is in trouble for having a blackface photo.
Yes.
With a KKK guy dressed for Halloween, and he's Michael Jackson, and then everybody's asking him to resign, but then the lieutenant governor who would take over was accused of assault, and then the one who would take over for him was accused with blackface, and then the one that would take over for him was accused of running a yearbook with blackface.
Yep.
I mean, it's really funny.
Yeah.
Tragic way. But, yeah, here's him on Meet the Depressed. Where is it? That's not it. Okay, well, anyway, here we go.
Well, it has been a difficult week, and you know, if you look at Virginia's history, we're now at the 400-year anniversary. Just 90 miles from here in 1619, the first...
Whatever, shut up. Gail King was the moderator there, and he said he wants to start a tour, what does he call it? a reconciliation tour.
Why would you do
that? Because he's a politician and he's desperate to keep his job because the money that politicians make, we never see, but it's so much.
Oh,
especially
God.
A governor, man. They suck it in like, they clean your pockets out.
Please don't hate me.
Yeah, right?
These accusations are...
Okay. So now this is the... now he's talking about his lieutenant governor who's accused of assault, sexual assault, much right. more serious in this case and because, you know, they got a witness and all.
These accusations are very, very serious. They need to be taken seriously.
Listen to all the bull... It just comes out of their mouths. It just pours out. He doesn't give a crap about his lieutenant governor.
No, and the girl that came forward...
Right.
Her accusations were pretty detailed.
Yeah.
And then she got Blasey Ford's lawyer. So,
It's embarrassing, you know that? You know what I love about other countries, especially Latin American countries? They're far worse as far as, you know, corruption and everything, but it's all out front.
Right. Yeah.
You know? It's like, they'll tell you.
They don't lie about it.
Yeah. I'm lying. Okay?
Yeah, our people bury the bodies in the backyard. The other place, they're like, leave them out front, whatever.
No, you know what's insulting is that this guy, he actually thinks that somebody stands there, watches that show, and believes what he's saying. You know, he actually thinks, which is an insult to you.
Well, I think they convinced, it's like that thing, that saying, if you say it enough, you start to believe it yourself.
Right?
So I think that's what he's doing.
All right. Elon Musk is selling his mansion. Did you see this thing?
It's probably like a spaceship inside, right? All the doors open by themselves.
It's odd looking. It's very boxy and...
It's cheap, actually. It overlooks L.A. It's only $4.5 million. I'm not being funny here. That's
cheap for L.A. Hollywood. Where is it? The Hollywood Hills?
I don't know exactly where it is, but if you go on Mulholland Drive and you try to buy a house there, it's $20
million. Yeah. Isn't he Scandinavian? It's probably just very minimal, modern, like... Scandinavian people
there's pictures of it, and it's it's very there's not a lot of
it's small house.
I have one couch shaped like a box.
Well, there's not a lot kind of like thing. Personal. It looks very cold inside. Does that make sense?
Very modern look to it.
Yeah. Well, he goes shopping for all his own stuff, you know.
He does?
Oh, yeah. He decorates his own house. He shops at his own store. It's like...
Hi, it's Elon Musk. Okay. Want to deck your home out with super fast state-of-the-art appliances? Then come to Bed Bath & Elon. I have everything you could possibly need, and it's all made by me, so you know it's super fast.
Wow, check out this blender. Shake's done.
I'm going to microwave some popcorn. Wow, done.
So if you want a super fast appliance or anything for around the house, come to Bed Bath & Elon.
I gotta use the bathroom. I'm not even done yet.
Stop by today.
The Rick Stacy Morning Show.